You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on it, James.
Trying, man.
Yeah, he is.
Like, this could have been a winning answer.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yep, could have been. I got a couple.
Give me one, Ruben. Give me a great run something.
Born to Run.
Oh, Born to
Springsteen,
Run.
Springsteen, how's that not win?
Born to Run.
Yeah, well, I only didn't play it because we played it yesterday because of the 50th anniversary. That's the only reason I didn't throw Born to Run.
I want to know why it doesn't win.
I want Flock of Seagulls?
Yeah.
Flock of Seagulls was massive back in early 80s.
Massive.
1982 or whatever was.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Featured in The Wedding Singer also, right? Late 90s?
Probably.
Wasn't that the band?
Well, the Hair was definitely
Yes, it was.
Wedding Singer. Yeah, Wedding Singer. That's what I thought. The run is today at 11:30. So I have a question, and it's at Glenn Mills, and you can be there. You can also watch on WIP's YouTube channel and listen here on WIP. Joe and Hugh will tell you what's going on. I have a question for our group here. So we got John, we got Ruben, we got Ashlyn in for Rhea and Devin, and we've got Seltzer. When should I last eat? Because I'm a little hungry right now.
So I have no idea. I'll defer to the athletes here. I have no idea.
What time is the event again?
11:30.
Eat right now.
I understand. When do I last eat?
Oh.
Is it 9? Is it 10? Is it 9:30?
I would shut it down and not after 8:30.
Do not eat after 8:30.
Wow. 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Three really is.
All right, so 9 would be 2.5 hours.
9, solid. You're good.
John, do you agree with that? Is 9 a good, like, stop eating at 9?
Sure. That's fair.
So I got a granola bar. I've got some hard-boiled eggs, and I've got some apples.
You should probably talk to a nutritionist, though.
Well, I was told these are things to eat. So,
Hard-boiled eggs won't make you a little gassy?
Well, it's the only one I was not told. This one I picked up on my own. I was told granola. Oh, and I got the banana, the other
I would go easy on the
Bananas
hard-boiled
eggs.
So you say no hard-boiled eggs.
I'd go easy there. You need a little protein, but easy.
It's whatever you feel like, man.
I feel like the granola.
It's whatever.
I think he feels like he has to be perfect to win this thing, which is true.
Trying to do my best. By the way, you know who tried to do her best last night, and she almost pulled it off? So I couldn't believe I'm flipping through. I didn't even know she was in it. Flipping through the TV last night. It's Venus Williams.
Oh, yeah.
In the U.S. Open.
So cool. Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah, really
45
awesome.
Years old. She lost last night, but she
almost
got...
Almost won. She gave it a run.
She almost won. She got to the second round of the U.S. Open at the age of 45.
She was having a blast, too.
And the crowd was having a blast with it. That was good TV, man. That was amazing. And I think she won about 5 or 6... Grand Slam events in her career. I mean, obviously she got surpassed pretty quickly by her sister, but
which is crazy because when she was coming up, it was like Venus was the next great thing.
Totally.
You know,
right. Totally
it was for
totally.
Like a year.
All right, 215-592-9494. More of what the afternoon show said. We'll get to that. Also, I've got the Eagles schedule in front of me, and we'll have some fun with that. You know what we haven't done as a show? We didn't do it back in the freaking fall in the spring when this thing came out. We didn't do give them a win, give them a loss.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Ashlyn,
how has it taken this
we
long?
Got, it's been like, a schedule's been out for like 5 months. We haven't even gone around the horn and said win or loss.
I did this with my dad yesterday because he's in Vegas, of course, placing some bets. So we went through the whole season yesterday on the phone.
You know, you don't have to be in Vegas anymore to place a bet.
He's in person. He's like, Ash, I need you.
There you go.
It was 8 a.m.
I wonder if Vegas is taking a hit because of that. It got to be a little bit, right?
Of course.
You would think.
But I think that a lot of the people who are invested in Vegas are invested in that, too, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
All right, let's talk to Gino right now. Gino, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Gino.
Joe, you're driving me crazy this morning.
Why?
Because these points you keep making, like your main thing you keep saying about, you know, five great players on the defense. Let me ask you something, Joe. How many teams in the NFL do you think have five great players?
Well, I said four, not five. They have four great players.
Well, they have five.
Yeah,
Nolan Smith's a great player.
Maybe. We'll say. Very few teams, very few, have four players of the ilk of the main four of the Eagles. It's really rare.
Right. So I don't know what we're talking about here, because last year we didn't know Cooper DeJean was going to be great before last year. We didn't know Bond. The only guy we really knew was going to be great was Jalen Carter, right? Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay. So if we get a couple guys to step up.
But here's my, I think, easy push back on you. You're older than 1 year old, right?
Of course.
Okay. So everything you're giving me is based on the prior year. You remember, like, hundreds of players the Eagles have had through the years that we were hoping that would work out, and it didn't. Remember that Darren Howard guy in 06? Like, was that his name, Darren Howard?
It was. Former Saint you're talking about?
Yeah. Like, I could give you so many notable examples. That Nomdi guy.
They Eagles are firing at a Vic higher Fangio. Level. They're also firing at a higher level as an organization. They're doing a better job of picking the guys they bring in.
But 2 years ago, they had a bad defense with Howie Roseman as the general manager. I mean, that's a fact.
I think we also overrated that defense from the year before a lot.
I don't.
Because they had a lot of sacks, but that defense was nowhere close to as good as that defense was last year.
I'll give you that, but no, you know, they had 70 sacks. Let's not act like it was Manny Moe and Jack. They had 70 sacks.
There's no doubt putting Jahad Campbell out there, standing him next to Zach Bond, who hasn't played at all in the preseason. That core of two linebackers is the most exciting two linebackers of any team in the NFL. I can't wait to see.
Well, I don't know that pairing. That's true.
Come on, that's going to change the NFL, and we haven't seen a snap of it yet. That's massive.
Go ahead, Gina.
Joe, I just one other thing.
Sure.
Like Milton Williams, yes, he was outstanding last year, but I think people in New England are going to find out real quick. Milton Williams ain't so great when he's not playing next to Jalen Carter.
Probably exactly there'll be a regression. Right. I'll agree with that.
And we still have Jalen Carter, and he's still taking two or three on every single play. That's
I think anybody
what makes
that plays
it
next
cheat
to Jalen Carter,
for us.
He can make look better.
Yeah. All right, Gino. Look, it's an interesting phone call. We'll know in the next couple of weeks how it shakes out. Give me something related to running. You can win Eric Clapton tickets today.
Okay. One of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time, Run DMC.
Yeah, I've been waiting
big
for that.
Answer.
That's a very big answer.
That's a big answer. Now we're talking.
I love that answer.
We can fire some haymakers.
That's a very, very big answer. Let's go to Brendan right now in Glen Mills, where we'll be today. Good morning, Brendan.
Okay. These here are like...
Brendan!
He's so
sounds
not
like
ready.
He's building stuff. What do you think he's building?
He's getting ready to curse.
Is it a fence?
Hey, Brendan! You're on
are
WIP.
You building
I apologize.
A fence?
Let me get your speaker there.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, good.
John, it is a pleasure to talk to you.
Are you building a fence right now?
No, my dad, he makes honey, so I
no
am
way.
Him. Yeah.
That's
so
really.
We're in Glen Mills. You should come by.
I actually am fascinated by that whole process. I would love to. I really want to, Brendan.
Okay, I'll give you a free bottle.
Wow! Can you give Jimmy your info?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh
so
my
I was
gosh.
Just over at the,
thank you.
At the track, and I think you guys should do it outside.
Is it good enough?
Don't be a wimp.
Oh, good answer.
Look, if it leads to the possibility of someone falling, I think that could help me.
I think a bad track helps you.
But what you're saying, Brendan, is it's a bad track. That's what you're saying, right?
It is. It's okay. Not great. You guys should have done the golf there.
Should have done
the
what?
Golf the golf.
I wanted golf. What was that? What are you talking about? I knocked in.
Do it outside. That's all I say.
Well, I like that. And Joe, that allows you to stay with your plan.
Look, if you're considered, look, we all know inclement weather or things like bad tracks help the lesser person in a sport.
You would think.
And that would be you.
Yeah. And if
so,
you
okay,
have
naturally
a.
Naturally, you would want to do it on the bad track then.
Yeah, no, I get it. Listen, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Okay.
Well, where's the indoor one? I mean, I don't know. I didn't see that one. So I have no frame of reference, but. Outdoor was, I think it's fine. There were people already running on it. I took a picture. There's people already running on it.
Well, we'll be the judge.
Are we sure that the indoor track isn't 300 meters?
I have no idea. I mean, I was told it's 200.
You should know that.
That's what I was told. It's not my job to pick the freaking track.
You should let my wife handle all this.
I think you would have done a better job in that case.
I'm well aware I would have.
What is going on with WIP?
Hey, listen, we can't control it all, Brendan. All right, what we can do, though, through WIP is give you Eric Clapton tickets, but you got to give us something related to running.
Running Man?
Running Man has been said. Give me a different answer.
You did Road Runner. Running.
Three.
I wanted to do Roadhouse. Running.
Two.
Running.
One.
Beth. I don't know.
All right, Brendan, I'm putting you on hold, so apparently John can get your information, whatever that's about. All right, we have some audio here, believe it or not, of the morning show from yesteryear. So I don't remember this. I don't know when this was, but you can tell Rhea sounds younger. You're going to hear Rhea, and you're going to hear Al announcing a race that Angelo was involved in a number of years ago. What I was told this morning, it was Angelo years ago against some lady, one-on-one race, and Angelo suffered an injury. Let's go to the audio. Normally, it says, go to the videotape. Let's go to the audio tape. My guess is this might be as far back as the 90s. I don't know. Maybe early 2000s. Let's listen to what happened on WIP yesteryear when Angelo was running and apparently lost to a gal.
All right, you ready? Ready, set, go! All right, here they come, Angelo. Oh, she's easily beating Angelo. Oh my God, Angelo stumbled and fell. Oh my God, he really hurt himself. He really, really hurt himself. I'm not kidding. I think we need Matt. No, he stumbled and fell hard.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding. He blew his hamstring out.
He blew a hammy.
I'm not kidding, Al. He's in bad pain. They're getting the doctor.
No, please.
We have problems here, folks.
Did he pull a hammy?
He's literally shrieking in pain.
He pulled a hammy. I told him, you got to stretch. You got to stretch.
She beat him in a jog.
That's unbelievable.
Love Rhea.
Was that Rhea?
Yeah, she sounds so young. You can hear
that. And that was Al?
That's Rhea.
Oh, my God.
I didn't sound like Al at all.
The real concern in Rhea's voice, like, she's like, oh, no.
And of course,
Al's just like,
caring.
Yeah, it was really good.
So before puberty for both of them, wasn't it?
It's incredible. I mean,
I can't believe how high their voices are.
It was AM radio. I don't know if that has
that absolutely 100% has something to do with it. Without doubt. Everyone's voice sounds different through the radio, period.
I did not know that.
That would have been 6:10 AM.
So you learn everything. You should learn
every once in a while.
See what happens when you show up?
Isn't it amazing? It's like a baseball game, something you've never seen before.
Yeah. All right. So,
yeah, I actually sound like Barry White if you meet me in person.
Wow.
It's pretty wild.
All right, Ruben, let's attack a Phillies topic here that is going to be a big thing in the next 5 weeks.
Right.
Do you definitely want the bye and the two seed, even though there's history that says that shutting it down for close to a week isn't great for you?
Well, I don't think it'll be shutting it down for close to a week because they're going to be grinding to try to win it. I think they're going to be grinding hard to try to be the top two seeds.
Well, yeah, but it ends on a Sunday.
He's talking about if they get the bye during the wild card round.
If you get it,
is what he's talking about. He's talking about, time.
If you get it, you don't play to like that Saturday or Sunday. Like,
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I think it's really important. I really do. And I think it's important for home field advantage for the Phillies, too.
No,
the road.
Look, I want
it's
it also.
It's really important.
I'm just going to say it. I said it last year. I remember John and James specifically laughed at me and scoffed. And I'm going to say it again. If they get the bye, I want you take Monday off. I want on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday actual games at Citizens Bank Park, Phillies against Phillies. I don't mean, hey, we're jogging through it. I mean, play a baseball game. If a guy gets hurt, then a guy gets hurt. But I'll take my chances if someone might get hurt and I'm in rhythm instead of my guys aren't playing real baseball for like 5 or 6 days. I mean that.
I think it's important for them to do something like that, simulated type games. There's no question about it. It's not ideal because you are waiting for a while and you want the guys to be sharp. But I think that they're going to have some guys in there to see some real live pitching. And I know that they have been thinking about this a lot. They have to be.
They have to be. Because they also know when
it's really part of the deal.
It's not just the Phillies losing to the Mets last year. It's the Braves losing to the Phillies in 22. It's the Braves losing to the Phillies in 23. It's the Mets losing. It's the Mets beating the Braves, beating the Phillies last year. Like, there's a lot of history here.
Seeing live pitching is a really important piece of this because I used to feel like this when we came back from the All-Star break. Back then, I think it was only 3 days. Now it's four. And I felt a little out of sorts, man. I really did at the plate in particular. It's. The pitching, not nearly as much, I don't think. I you'd have to talk to a pitcher about that, but for a hitter, to see live pitching, real spin, that kind of stuff, I think that's pretty important. They do have the Traject now. It's a pitching machine, and they can simulate a lot of stuff. But being on the field and seeing a live arm and seeing spin and, right. and adjusting, I think it is an important thing to be able to pick up on.
And here's what I'd add, Ruben. So what you're describing, you know, you're out of sorts because you're off for 3 or 4 days. The other team's not.
Oh, you're right.
If you get the bye, if you get the bye, you are guaranteed to play a team that just played and won.
Correct.
That's tough, man.
It's not. Listen, that's why I have a little bit of a concern when they expand what's going to happen as far as, you know, the time off and the buys and adding more teams that are in the playoffs.
Totally.
There's a lot of things going on.
There's
there.
A downside there. All right, time's yours will be in a little bit over an hour, 9:45 today. We want your predictions, your sense of anticipation. What's going to happen in this race between me and Fritz today? I can win the whole thing today. I probably won't, but I could literally end it today. Time's yours is there for you, 215-238-4500. Who are you rooting for? What do you expect to happen today? What do you expect to happen overall? What kind of flogging happens to Jack on the afternoon show today if he loses today? Is it a tar and feather situation?
Do they get replaced? Might
do they draw
Buzz.
A quarter?
We might see Buzz producing the show tomorrow.
I mean, I would consider Maria Antoinette and Louis the 16th. I mean, just chop his head
chop
off.
Chop it off.
Just
huh?
chop
you
off the
know,
head.
Do you let know them eat cake.
take him out to Market Street and bring out the guillotine.
Do you know how to?
That'd
warm
be a
up.
Story. That would definitely get some publicity. I think.
Do you know how to warm up completely, like completely well, so that what happened to Angelo in that clip?
I think
does
I'm pretty good.
Not
there.
Happen.
Yeah,
that is something that you know.
I know.
Realistically, we don't want to happen.
Listen, John, when this show is over, I'm driving right out there. It's about 40-45 minutes away. I'll be there about 10:45. I'll get the warm ups.
You gotta, yeah.
I will
get the juices flowing.
I will.
And get the sweat broken.
Do
and,
I want somewhat of a sweat when it
yes,
starts?
Yes, absolutely.
How much?
Ideally, you want to be sweating. You want to be sweating a lot, and you want to be sweating and sloshing. You want enough liquid in you that you can feel it sloshing around in your stomach, but also
let me ask you this:
you're sweating
before the race. Let's say I'm running around
your
the track to
are
warm up.
Warm.
Okay, forget the exercises that are sort of like the warm up exercises. Actually running. If I were to run around the track, what percentage should I push it to get some sweat going, but not tire myself out?
What are you talking about in the warm up?
I'm saying 15 minutes before the race.
Yeah,
10 minutes
pre-race.
Should I run 50% around the track to just kind of loosen up?
I would I would say whatever gets a sweat broken. All you need to do is get your body moving. Get the
you agree
the
with that, Ruben?
I would go one half around, and I would get going up to about 3/4.
Okay.
I'd go 70%, 75%.
Good strategy.
Just get loose.
Okay. Don't go up 3/4 until you've been sweating for a little bit, though. Yeah.
And how far, how many minutes?
Stride it out and then open up a little bit.
How many minutes, Ruben, before the race do I do that?
Probably about seven.
And
five.
Then just start walking around and shaking my legs. Just.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just keep yourself moving and stretched.
Well,
because
the big deal
here is the hamstring. The hamstring can blow. And that's a big deal, because if the hamstring blows, you're done.
Well, it's the hamstring, and in his case, he's got all sorts of
groin issue.
Groin. Hip flexor, adductor, abductor, he's got all that stuff.
I got the psoas.
The leg and puts it back down. Yeah. He's got all sorts of stuff to warm up.
Well, two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. So the race, which will be at 11:30 today at Glen Mills School in Glen Mills, something you can attend, will either be at the outdoor track or the indoor track. That'll be determined right before the race. Twitter poll question, who wins today's race, me or Jack? I'm guessing no one here is picking me to win today. Is that accurate, the four of you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and by the way, just to hammer home, make sure you're stretched and ready, mm-hmm. Joe Wechter just texted me. Angel actually ripped both his hamstrings in that clip. So,
oh, my gosh.
Wow. Keep it tight today. Wow. Shout out to Wechter.
It's all about the hammy, man.
Okay. Ruben, you're predicting Jack wins?
I'm predicting you're going to give him a good run, but I think Jack's going to overtake
you. Ashlyn, you agree? No, you said me, right?
I started the show with you, but then, you know, I think I just I felt a lot of pressure because you came at me quick. And if I'm thinking more logically.
Have you guys seen him run?
No. And I've that's what I run. Realized after you guys run. Discussed the form, that maybe I should have a more educated answer.
So you're going to change your opinion. Let me say this to that.
How rude.
I mean, like, you give me an opinion at 6.
I mean,
and then you give me an opinion at 8:30.
Change your name.
I thought more logically, and I wasn't aware of this whole running form.
It's pretty bad.
But
I didn't have all the info when I was forced to give
it. I'm very upright. Very upright.
It sounds like there's been a possibility of adjustment to the technique.
Your form's your form.
I think Joe has been working on all sorts of ways to improve himself.
He just admitted he talked to the coach once. He told me he had this coach. Yeah, he told me he's been preparing. Meanwhile, he's on a cruise and talked to the coach.
We were in communication, though, at the cruise. Like, we went back and forth. Coach Gockenberg and me many times. Like, staggered runs, shorter runs. There's been a lot more preparation.
I'm sure any coach, the first thing they would do would be to say, okay,
we need to correct this.
You're leaning backwards instead of forward while you're running.
There's only so much correctable. I'll say that. All right, second poll question. Your level of concern that the Eagles' defense likely won't be close to as good as they were last year. Three choices here. A, very concerned. B, somewhat concerned. D, not concerned. C, not concerned. I would actually say A, very concerned. My guess is most people will come in here somewhat concerned. They lost a lot, guys. That does worry me. All right, we're going to go through the Eagles' schedule coming up in just a couple minutes here. We'll take you game by game and give you our predictions and just reacclimate you with the schedule, because this is the time of the year I know most people can tell you, yep, Dallas and then KC. And some people remember week 3 and 4, and then most people have no idea who they play week 5 and beyond. We'll go through it in a moment. Let's go to Dave in Ben Salem right now. Dave, good morning.
How are you? I dropped off. I had to take my dog out for a walk, so I dropped off.
No problem, buddy.
That's cool.
Can I get on?
You're on right now, Dave. You are on the air, Dave.
This is live and...
Dave, you're on right now, buddy.
All right, what do you got, Dave?
Hey, Joe, how are you,
man? Dave.
How are you, John? How are you, Ruben? How are you, Ash?
Doing great, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Great show today.
All right, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Without a doubt, very disappointed the Phillies lost last night, Ruben. You gotta somehow be able to beat the Mets. This is what you got to do to get to the playoffs and get to the World Series. You got to be able to beat the Mets.
I totally agree with you. They obviously do not feel comfortable there at Citi Field, and they got to figure out a way to get a little bit more comfortable. And I don't like the mojo that goes on. I look at faces during the games, and it just feels like the Mets have like this confidence against the Phillies at home, and I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't care for it.
I don't either, but I'll disagree with something Dave, you and Ruben both just said. I don't think you need to beat the Mets to reach the World Series. I mean,
they might have to play them in the first round.
They may not.
So they have to beat them.
If they play them, then they'll have to beat them. But, you know, Dave, it's We'll see. I'll just tell you this. I'm not worried about, you know, the Mets now being six back instead of seven back. I'm not worried about that. And, yes, they could play in the playoffs, but chances are they won't.
Without a doubt. And I got to ask a question, Ruben. If you were the general manager right now in September, you're only supposed to call two players up. Who would you call up from the minor leagues for these two players to get on the roster?
So Johan Rojas would probably be one because of the element that he can bring to the table as far as his speed is concerned, stealing bases, defense, that kind of thing. A lot of it depends on how they feel and what's going to happen here at the end with guys like Ross and Romano, but probably at least bring Max Lazar back because he is a guy that – actually, he's pitched pretty well at times.
I agree with that, Ruben, 100%.
Yeah, so Lazar would be the guy.
He's great in the bullpen.
I think Painter is going to be a guy that's going to be considered, but a lot of it depends on what happens in the next couple of weeks with regard to both Ross and Romano.
Mm.
And, Joe, I got a song for the run.
Let me hear it.
I know a lot of it mentioned, but let's not forget the great Jersey Giants, John Bon Jovi, Runaway.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song, too. Dave, outstanding phone call right there. Runaway's a great song. Ruben, what's the date that Painter needs to be up here to be eligible for the postseason?
He is eligible.
He had to be on
the Phillies roster or in their organization, I think, August 31st.
So it's just a 40-man roster thing?
I believe, yeah.
Gotcha. So, prediction.
Yep.
Is he on the postseason roster or not?
At some point, he might be.
John, that's the kind of answer I normally get from Richie. Prediction: at some point he might be. Yeah, we know at some point he might be.
He's not going to be on the first. I don't think he's going to be on the first iteration of their. I think he may be on the second one when you go into seven games.
Oh, I see.
When you go to seven games, that's why I said at some point.
I got you. So you'd have to advance far enough.
Yes,
I understand.
From five to seven games.
And what's
seven
the di-
games? I think he will.
And what's the difference that makes that? What's the key there?
I think you just need more length and depth of your arms, and I think he'll be stretched out enough to be able to be a guy to maybe hold down. If somebody gets blown out early,
yeah,
that they can utilize him for three or four innings.
Especially because it'll be lefties that'll start a lot of games, and you bring in a righty.
Correct.
Would you say his minor league season has been a disappointment?
It's been a learning curve. We had a really great, and it's coming up on Wednesday on our podcast, that there's going to be some things about him that he's learning through and dealing with coming back and pitching at this high level. And hey, this is what happens with some guys. I mean, it's not a straight road a lot of the time, and it's been a bit of a learning curve for him. But there's times when he's brilliant and there are times when he's not. But
yeah.
This guy is still going to be a great pitcher here in the big leagues. I believe that. I got no issues with that. But he's going through it right now, and I think that's a good thing. I think guys need to get knocked around a little bit and go through some learning curves. He's still a very, very young pitcher and a young arm who is now recovering.
So is he too young to help us?
He is not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not.
Current.
Nope.
It would be nice to lean on them, though. That would be nice. Because they're not at the point. I mean, clearly the fact they haven't brought them up, it hasn't gone exactly to plan.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Seltzer, I don't know how we did it. I'm going to blame you as the producer that the Eagles schedule came out like 4 or 5 months ago, and we never even went through it, win or loss.
I thought we did go through it.
No, we did.
Another thing, you know what? We didn't...
Oh, you know what? Hold up. I was off. I was at a wedding in California when the Eagles schedule came out.
Well, you should have told us when it got back to go through it.
Sorry.
Are you the producer of the show?
I assumed you did it while I was gone. How am I supposed to know?
We did.
I also failed to mention earlier when we talked about John Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Did you guys know his son got married to Millie Bobby Brown?
I did not know that.
And did you know his son also went to school with my daughter, and he asked her on a date once, and she said no?
No.
Wow.
My daughter, Sophia, she decided not to deny the young man.
The
yes.
Bon Jovi boy.
I'm locking on his name. I know his name. He went to Pennington with my daughter, and
Holy
he was a pretty
cow.
Good athlete. Great dude.
Really?
And for some reason, they were just friends.
He looks very similar to John Bon Jovi.
Very good looking
young man.
And she friends with him, but he
Sophia
asked her
denied.
Out one time, I think, and she said no. I was like, what are you doing?
Wow. What are
what
you
a
doing?
Whiff.
What is that?
What are you doing?
I mean, Ashlyn. On behalf of the women of the world.
He only gets so many shots in life.
Her mom was even more pissed off because her mom loves John Bon Jovi, who we've met through the whole process because his son went to Pennington.
Wow.
Dang it.
Oh man,
that's insane!
I'm going to give you one more Bon Jovi fact.
Hit it.
Better Philadelphia sports owner than Josh Harris.
yeah, and they won titles, right?
Probably true. And absolutely. A good, a really nice man.
I mean, the soul got it going for a few years.
He's a very nice man.
And
very
a big
humble,
sports fan.
Big football fan, real
sports fan.
Short
yeah.
or tall?
Not real tall.
See, wow. I assumed because of the musician.
Maybe that's
thing,
why Sophia
very,
said
very
no.
Short.
No, he is tall. The son's tall.
Who? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's a bit of a specimen.
Okay. All right.
yeah.
All right.
I mean, coming from a former, personnel guy,
I'm impressed.
Height.
Yeah.
All right. So, I've got
6'3", maybe? 6'2"?
Wow. Oh, well, that's...
No small human.
That's tall.
Yeah. Sophia, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was a little disappointed in Sophia. I think she thinks about it sometimes. She's like, yeah, he's not my type.
Wow.
That's what they all say.
I saw a picture
in Us Weekly. I'm very proud of her, though.
I'm very
proud of her.
We still love her.
She's got a strange type, then, if he's not her type.
No, she's particular.
That's good.
And that's okay.
Good for her. You should be proud.
All right, we're going to get to the schedule next segment. We got to go through the schedule. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let's get to Lenny right now in Conshohocken. Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Lenny, great. How are you?
I'm a little nervous, and I'm going to give you a few reasons why. So we can all agree that the strong point of this Phillies baseball team was our pitching staff, right?
And no question.
Who we're going to move to the bullpen. And I did a little deep dive last night. With losing Wheeler, our starter's average velocity is in the low 90s, maybe even pushing 89, depending on who's starting.
That's not true.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Nola was hitting. How was he hitting? 87 to 90 the
no,
whole time.
No, he was in the low 90s. Yeah, he hit 94, 93. Yeah,
that was very important
that Nationals
too.
That Nationals game when I was watching. Maybe it was only the first three or four innings, but.
Or maybe you saw the curveballs.
His velocity was up by a mile per hour, wasn't it?
Or two.
A mile and a half in some cases.
That was big.
Yeah.
That was very encouraging and important.
So even on the velocity aspect, the inconsistency, right? So the velocity gives you that they would get hit hard, right? So Lizardo, we don't know what we're going to get. At least, I mean, it looks a little bit like Rangers looks a little bit better, a tiny bit better the last start. But, I mean, who's your 1-2-3 right now if you start a series?
I go Sanchez. I go Ranger, and I go Lizardo. But I'm hoping that Nola can prove it. But if he doesn't, I'm just going three lefties.
That's kind of crazy. And then who would go to the bullpen if you need help? Would it be
everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody being in the bullpen.
Wow. What gets interesting, Lenny, is when you get into a best-of-seven series, you can't just give it to Nola because his name's Aaron Nola. He has a month to
that's
prove.
That's exactly right.
He has a month to prove. Yep. That he merits a start this season. And you hope that he proves it. And if he does not,
Taiwan Walker,
Andrew Painter could get a start. Yeah.
Hey,
good.
I will say Ruben, this, though. There's noticed... probably about 27 or 28 teams that would trade for a starting rotation as is right now.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I know people are nervous, and they should be because Wheeler's no longer with us.
Yeah.
But it's still really good.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about Nola over relying on that curveball, and I don't know if that's me just jumping to conclusions, but it did look like in this last game, anytime I anytime there was any question as to what he was going to throw, a curveball came. And if I'm an opposing hitter.
But that's his best pitch.
And I know.
And you can tell. And when he's going good and his curveball has the kind of depth it had the other day for most of the game, you can tell a pitcher hitter what's coming, and he can still throw it and get people out.
So you're all right with him using it as much as he was?
Absolutely.
Even without the accentuation, with as much accentuation with the four seam,
he needs to have velocity to help differentiate and to have that separation, and it was great to see him have that, and his location was pretty good as far as his four seam and his sinker was concerned. That was good. That was really good sign, because he was throwing his sinker about 92 at times. That front hip sinker they throw to left handers, and he was getting really close with it. But I like his breaking ball. It's his best pitch. He's always throwing it more than any other pitch. Over the last 8 years, the percentage of him using it is higher than any other pitch.
Yeah, he's been great. Lenny, give me an answer, my man. Something with running or run.
I have one thing to go, and then question for Ruben. Ruben, what do you, and then I'll answer the question. What do you attribute the Phillies scoring a bunch of runs over the last few weeks early in games, and then all of a sudden going really, really cold? Because the amount that they're scoring early seems like there's a rhythm to how they're attacking the pitchers, but all of a sudden, like the second or third time through the lineup, it stops.
All right, we're gonna get that answer. Give me your run.
Running of the Bulls.
Oh, man, that could win. That could win. What do you make of it, Ruben?
So it's a sort of cyclical over the last couple of weeks. And if you look at the numbers, the Phillies have the best numbers in baseball after the seventh inning, which is bizarre because over the last couple of days, they haven't done it.
Well, you're going back to the series when they scored 5 million runs probably, right?
No, but I'm just talking about for the season.
Oh.
For the season.
Of all teams in baseball.
Of all teams in baseball. They are like number one, I think, in like from the seventh on, their batting average, the OPS, all types of stuff. I mean, so it's just a cyclical thing, man.
Yeah,
it's really about whether or not the guys in the back part of the lineup. Obviously, the guys in the first three or four guys have to produce.
I usually don't put much into that stuff,
but the guys in the you just can't.
I think
baseball
sports
is so different than any other sport. Right. You just don't know who's going to step forward. The fact that you got production now out of Stott, you're getting some production out of Kepler, you're getting some production out of Castellanos. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's big.
I think sports, like John's football or hockey, where size can make a difference over time within a game, I think that's different. Remember the 97 Flyers with Lindros and LeClaire? That team in particular would just crush teams in the third period.
They beat them down.
They had worn them down. John, football, I think last year's Eagles team is a proof of that. But a sport like baseball, I think it's more happenstance. That's just the way I look at it. All right, the Eagles schedule. We're going to go through that next. More audio from the afternoon show yesterday. Get you ready for the run. Reminder, the run is at 11:30 today at Glenn Mills School. This is my last call to eat to be ready for the run in 2.5 hours. Be tuned with us all day because we'll have coverage of it here on WIP during Joe and Hugh Show. It's also on YouTube. More up ahead next on 94 WIP.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earning the fans, then you need the best technology to back it all up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning-fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies who have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.